Second hour on this Saturday, Forest Company, brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. Investment advice for you in the short term and for the future. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We're going to talk college basketball. Coming up again, we're with you till 10:45 today, not 11, as Vanderbilt baseball is at Auburn. Their game time moved up. So 10:45 pregame with Andrew Allegretta. First pitch coming up at 11. Let's get to our question of the day. Connor Newt wants to know, what is your favorite logo? I might have said mascot in the last segment. What is your favorite logo for any team? We asked that it not be your favorite team, but what is your favorite logo? Nick Frazier, why don't you give us your answer? And again, if you want to chime in, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our text and phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dr. Crane, what
this,
you got?
This is one of them, for sure. It is the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers. They're a high A ball club, and their affiliates are the Milwaukee Brewers, which is in the family tree for the Nashville Sounds.
Yeah. Please send us merch.
That's what I'm saying. Utter Tuggers, listen.
Please.
One of your biggest merchandise fans right here looking at you in the camera. Send me a hat.
We'll wear the hats on air.
We'll
promote your team.
I'll wear the overall.
We're looking directly
jersey.
In the camera
I'll
right
do
now.
It all. But I love the hat. I love the cow that's on it. Yeah, it's their alternative jersey. They're actually the Timber Rattlers.
The Timber Rattlers, yeah. So that's the double-A team, single-A team?
Yeah, I think it said high.
Single-A, because Biloxi is their double-A team.
Right.
I'll actually stay in the organization. I think the Milwaukee Brewers logo is one of the best in sports.
It's so secretive.
Because
it goes so deep.
Right. It's like you don't even think about it until somebody points it out to you, but their glove is an M and a B.
Look at that.
I think it's great. It's one of my favorite logos in sports just because whoever came up with that is a genius to put together.
What if they did it accidentally?
No, there's no way. They probably did it and like showed it to their boss, and their boss was like, just a glove? Like, couldn't any team do that? And it's like, no, look. It's an M and a B.
Get this guy immediately.
It's sweet. I love it.
Man. I mean, the Oregon Duck logo is a favorite of mine.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'll go biased. MTSU's logo is sweet.
Right behind. Yeah, that is a great logo.
A lot of people want to do away with the Pegasus. No.
No, with the Pegasus is better.
The Pegasus makes it unique.
Yeah.
I like, without it, you look like a, you know, just a block letter knockoff.
Yeah.
With the Pegasus, what other team in the nation has a Pegasus as their mascot?
Yeah.
Not many.
No.
Not that I can think of. The Pegasus is cool. Keep the Pegasus.
You guys know those old cars, like 1980s cars? They had that little like thing on the front of the hood where you could like twist it around and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what that logo reminds me of.
The hood ornament?
Yes, the hood ornament. Thank you.
Awesome. I love it.
Could you imagine having the Pegasus as your hood ornament?
That'd be kind of sweet.
That'd be badass. That'd be sweet.
Why a Pegasus?
I don't know. Because it's cool.
It's majestic.
Because they're the Raiders.
But what does that have to do with the Pegasus?
They ride a horse.
It's a Greek mythology thing.
It's Greek, yeah.
I mean, I always have to field the what's a hokey question, so I want to know, like,
isn't it a turkey?
What is a hokey?
So it started with the fight song. One of the cadets, like a long time ago, just yelled hokey, hokey, hokey high at the end, and that's where it came from. We used to be the Gobblers.
I like that better. Bring it back.
Yeah.
It was the Virginia Tech Gobblers.
Play
and then
every Thanksgiving.
It was the one cadet who yelled hokey, hokey, hokey high, and so we're the Hokies. So why a Pegasus? Do you guys get taught this?
No.
You don't?
Well, they're trying to undo the Pegasus.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm reading it online.
Like freshman
here.
Orientation, that was one of the... Well, the one thing they tell us at freshman orientation is people ask, what's a Hokie? You say, I am.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's really stupid. So I was wondering if maybe you guys got taught why the Pegasus.
Well, like, you know, Wallman and Newt was saying, it's Greek mythology. Let's see here. Symbolizes the university's aerospace and horse science programs, as well as the region's heritage and walking horse industry.
Interesting. So they have aerospace and horses, so they put it together with a flying horse.
It's a massive aerospace program.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I like it.
Like
it
nationally
big.
Renowned.
I am on board with the Pegasus.
Yeah.
Keep Side it. Note, the chocolate milk at MTSU is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's produced from the nectars of
the
whatever
Pegasus?
Of the horse farm.
Is it is it Pegasus chocolate milk?
That I do not know.
I can't confirm. cannot confirm.
Jake Wallman, what's your favorite logo?
I'm going to stick with minor league baseball and go with the Tennessee Smokies. Now formerly known as the Tennessee Smokies, now known as the Knoxville Smokies.
I like the Smokies.
They are good.
I don't have anything against them.
Rocket City Trash Pandas is another good one.
Montgomery Biscuits.
Yeah, Montgomery Biscuits is a great one. The El Paso Chihuahuas.
Well, locally, the Sounds do Nashville Hot Chickens.
Yes, that's a good one, too.
Which is awesome.
Yeah,
Nashville I would have chosen chickens. That one, but I felt like that was like one of our teams, so...
I'm trying to think of some other ones. There's a team in the Northwoods League where I spent two summers that their alternate logo, they're the Bismarck Motorboaters. And it's cool. It's like a guy on a boat.
Oh, that motorboater. Cool. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Is that how you got engaged right there? That wink you just did?
Yeah, a little wink, yeah. all these teams do these little innuendo alternate teams. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of some other ones.
So it makes sports great.
Yes. Exactly.
I got another one. This is more on the mascot side of things. Presbyterian College is the Blue Hose.
Yes, they are. H-O-S-E.
Why are they not blue? Not to be confused with...
I just want to stress, H-O-S-E, like a watering
hose. Like a garden hose.
They are the Blue Hose.
I wonder how they landed upon that. Like where?
Yeah, no, I've always wondered that too. Like, why are they the Blue Hose?
But
maybe that's something for us to Google.
I wouldn't look up Blue Hose.
While he's looking that up, breaking news, Villanova has fired their head coach, Kyle Neptune. So just putting that out there.
Okay, I've got it.
Anyways, thoughts on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Jumbo Shrimp's a good one, too.
Yep.
The nickname Blue Hose began in the early 1900s when sports writers referred to the Presbyterian College athletic teams as the Blue Stockings because of the blue socks they wore. Writers used the term stockings and hose interchangeably over the years. So apparently, Blue Hose means socks.
So they're the Blue Socks.
Yes.
Okay. I love wearing stirrups when I played baseball.
Yes.
Stirrups were the
winner. Yeah, the high socks made you feel... like a big leaguer out there.
What kind of pants did you do? Did you hem them? Did you just let them hang?
So here's the thing. I let them hang, and then there was one year I played summer ball. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with the baseball pants they made where they'd like have the elastic on the knees. So I bought like a pair of those. I'm like, these are like shorts.
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, I got to
socks
run.
Over?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The way to go with the stirrups is tuck them in,
yeah.
Then kind of let them hang a little bit.
Yeah, I love me some high socks.
When we had weekend tournaments, we'd do a stirrup Sunday.
Yeah,
and so everybody on the nine roster, we'd put stirrups on. That's pretty sweet.
We do that too, just at home.
Gotcha. Just walking around the house.
It's stirrups.
We got some answers on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt from Camden says the Kelly Green Eagles logo. I think that's a good one, and he says the Boston Celtics. I get the history around that. I'm not a huge fan of that one. Adam in Portland says, I hate the Steelers. Always have, back to the AFC Central days, but I got to admit that logo is super clean. It's tough, it's unique, and it's straight up Pittsburgh. Yeah, no, I think I do like the Steelers one. It's very unique.
Yeah, it is.
In terms of NFL logos, what would be the best?
Eagles.
As much as I hate to say it, I think the Ravens have a cool logo.
Yeah. I liked the old Rams logo.
Yeah.
Before they rebranded.
The St. Louis style
the
one.
The Buccaneers have an awesome logo.
Yeah, Bucks is a good one.
I like the Seahawks.
Seahawks is cool.
Dolphins are cool.
I like the Vikings. And having the horns on the helmet, too. Like, I think that one's pretty cool.
I like the Bears. Not the C.
Alternate one. The little bear, yeah. Yeah.
Green Bay. I like Green Bay.
It's classic.
Something about the yellow and green.
Yeah.
Yeah, yellow and green.
I'm trying to think of any other ones.
It's one of our teams, but I... got to say, the Oil Derrick.
Oh. Yeah, the Oil Derrick is a great one.
I mean, my first answer would be the Predators, because I think
Predators is a
our
good
logo
one, too.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't hit the NBA yet. Toronto Raptors in the 90s.
Right, yeah. Oh. That's a cool one.
Vancouver
Grizzlies. Lots of great logos. Shout out to the graphic designers out there who create these logos.
Way to go, Nick Frazier.
Yes.
I've created a few logos in my day.
There you go. You should design... a sports team's logo at some point. Make your mark.
Not a bad idea. I've seen that before. I should do something like that. How about that? Jake Lyman here with the ideas.
615-737-1025. If you want to chime in, what is your favorite logo? That's our question of the day. We're going to move on Talk a little SEC tournament, a little college basketball on the other side. Again, we're with you till just 10:45 today, leading you in to Vanderbilt's coverage of Commodore baseball taking on Auburn today. Andrew Allegretta will have your pregame at 10:45. We'll talk about the SEC semifinals up next. You're on Ford's Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. This week's Nashville's best deal is Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar. Just in time for the SEC tournament, score half off a $30 gift card and enjoy their award-winning pizza and handcrafted beverages. Visit them in Nashville, Spring Hill, or Murfreesboro. Visit the game nashville.com/deals now while supplies last. Force Company, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We're bringing you up till 10:45 when Andrew Allegretta will take over with coverage of Vanderbilt baseball at Auburn, game two of the series. Vandy trying to force a rubber match with the Tigers coming up tomorrow. They moved the time up of that game to get ahead of the nasty weather rolling through the South today. Won't affect the SEC semifinals going on over at Bridgestone Arena. It might be cold and rainy outside, but it's heating up in there. As we've got two good games today, Auburn and Tennessee leading it off, and Alabama, Florida. A lot on the line in terms of number one seeds, and of course, who gets a chance to play for an SEC championship tomorrow. Thoughts on these matchups, guys? I think it's going to be two great games, and again, I think out of those three outside of Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, whoever goes furthest out of those three is probably going to be the last number one seed in the NCAA tournament.
I'll just say this. Florida's a national championship contender.
Yeah.
I think of those three teams, Florida's probably the best and most likely. I have Florida winning this SEC tournament. I think they're that good. I think that Florida-Alabama game is going to be tight.
It's going to be a fun one.
It was tight last time they played in Tuscaloosa. Alabama's looking for revenge. They're coming off a 30-point victory from yesterday, so they're riding momentum. That's going to be a fun one. I can't wait for that one.
I'm intrigued to see what the defense is like for Alabama, if they do play defense.
If they decide to play it today.
Because if they don't, I mean, Florida's going to, I don't want to say have it a cakewalk, but, I mean, they're going to be handling them pretty easy.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to score 110 points on you.
It's they might matter give if up they 112.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auburn-Tennessee, this is a game, I believe, they only played once in the regular season, and Tennessee fell in a close one at Auburn. Do we think Tennessee has what it takes to beat Auburn, a Tigers team that lost back-to-back games to end the regular season, did pull off a win against Ole Miss yesterday, but you know, an opportunity for Tennessee to give itself a chance to get onto that one line, which they've never gotten to in program history.
You want to say it, Nick Frazier, or should I?
You do the honors, please.
No. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. I just don't think Tennessee has the offensive firepower to take down Auburn. I just don't. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, maybe in the 60s. But Auburn is just a much more well-rounded team. Jahni Broome's playing on another level right now, man.
Yeah.
Another level. Their only hope is if Chaz Lanier has a day like he had yesterday. I think Chaz Lanier scored, what was it? Correct me if I'm wrong, Jake Wallman, 17 of their first 20 points.
Yeah, it was like 17 of their first 21 points. He was in his bag yesterday.
He had a good day.
Finished up with 23.
But he also played against a borderline bubble team on their third game of the weekend.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But I just don't have a good feeling about Tennessee winning this one.
How are those Braves doing, Jake Wallman? Is spring training all right?
Yeah, spring training's going great. I think Ronald Acuna's projected back in sometime early to mid-May.
Good. I thought they had an injury yesterday.
Austin Riley got hit in the hand. It was similar to what happened in...
Keep cheering for the Braves.
The hand's part of the ball, according to Jimmy Dykes.
That's what I'm trying to say is just keep
following
the Braves.
Luckily, he did not have to go back to Atlanta to receive further evaluation.
Well,
so
that's good.
Yeah, he's day-to-day. Chad Withrow said something interesting Thursday when talking to Jared that, you know, if you make it to Saturday as one of these first four teams, you know, or one of these top four teams, you might as well just win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Tennessee made it to Saturday. I see you shaking your head, Nick Frazier.
It's false hope. It's false hope.
I am a glutton for my own punishment. Let me live. Don't tell me how to fan.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to make the point that, you know, talking with Adam Vingan earlier this week, the two teams that reached the SEC championship last year both got upset in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Auburn got beat by Yale as a 4 seed. Florida got beat by Colorado as a 7 seed last year.
That's my only thing is that.
But both of those teams are much better this year than they were.
Right.
Last year.
No, I agree with that. And I'm not. And they're going to be playing 15 and 16 seeds. So I'm not expecting them to lose. But, you know, the wear and tear of playing an extra game tomorrow could have a big factor in what they end up doing next week.
And I'm all about putting up a banner.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, that is true. You never say no to a championship.
Hang that tournament title up. Yeah. Not the real SEC title, just the tournament title.
But the, what was I going to, last year the SEC got 8 teams in to the NCAA tournament. Only 2 made the Sweet 16.
Mm.
It's going to be, we will at least, we'll be heading to the round of 32 next week when we're on the air. I may or may not be on the show next week. It all depends on when Vandy plays.
Come on, Doors.
But we will see. But it'll be interesting next week to see what the matchups look like for the SEC schools, because the SEC, as dominant as they've been this year, they've got to show up in March Madness. And I would say if they get 14 in, you need at least 6 in the Sweet 16.
Jay Williams made an interesting point yesterday, and that is a rare thing. He said the SEC may struggle in the tournament because SEC refs are a lot looser than some of the national refs.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that to a T.
That's true. They let a lot more go in the SEC, which is good in a way because it's tough to match an SEC team's physicality, but if refs are calling everything,
it's going to slow your pace down.
You might get into some trouble early on.
So I'm not confused, but I'm just thinking the NCAA chooses the referee officiating from like certain conferences to the NCAA tournament.
Usually I think they try and avoid having like they'll have an ACC team ref a game without an ACC team.
Right.
But
I mean, that's going to be tough though because you have like almost.
Right. It, with maybe 14 SEC teams in,
yeah.
Like it's going to be almost impossible to do that. But who knows? It's going. If they get 14 teams in, I'm interested to see what the bracket looks like because you're supposed to follow the rules of no repeat regular season games until the Sweet 16 at the earliest. That's not going to be possible. So there's a good chance we see some SEC on SEC matchups in the round of 32, which is very rare, but almost impossible to avoid if you have 14 teams in from one conference. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll talk about Vanderbilt a little bit as they hope to hear their name called on Selection Sunday tomorrow. We'll also pick these SEC semifinals and look at some Cinderellas that could possibly make a run in March Madness this year. That's coming up next in our final segment on Force Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tomorrow for coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series race, the Pennzoil 400. Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. Final segment on this Saturday, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, bringing you up to Vanderbilt and Auburn. Baseball down there on the plains. Andrew Allegretta will have your pregame coverage coming up at 10:45. Let's talk Vanderbilt a little bit, but go to the hardwood. The women's basketball team will be into the NCAA tournament for the second straight year, likely a 7 seed. So we'll see where they end up. That selection shows a 7 central time on ESPN. The men should be in. I think I feel good about the men's team being in, but they did lose their final 3 games, including on Wednesday in the SEC tournament against Texas. Do we think that Vanderbilt is still a lock to get into the tournament? And if so, do we think they might have to start their tournament a little bit early in Dayton as one of the first 4?
Oof. I think they're in. I don't think they're a play-in team, but I think their seeding has hurt a little bit. I think they've slid down to maybe a 10 or 11.
Yeah. But that's I believe that's where Joe Lunardi has them right now. Joe Lunardi right now has Vanderbilt as the last team getting a bye.
Okay. So that would mean that they are in. They're playing on Thursday or Friday.
Yes.
But as a 10.
Right now, they are an 11, taking on Louisville, the 6 seed.
Come
in the first
on,
round.
Doors. Anchor down.
Maryland is the 3 seed in that region. So, again, this is just Joe Lunardi. And I know Joe Lunardi, in terms of like actual accuracy on the bracket, is not one of the best. He's just the one with the biggest platform. But I think it's a good benchmark of where to look. So, right now, Vanderbilt, the last bye. You got to hope for no more bid stealers. I don't know if there are a ton of bid stealers still out there.
I mean, most of your big conference championships are pretty much where you would expect
like
them
North
to be.
Carolina winning yesterday would have been bad for Vanderbilt because North Carolina would be a right now they're on the bubble. If they won, they would have had a chance to play for a locked-in spot, not even in the first four. Actually, there is one to look at today. Boise State, they ended up winning yesterday. They're playing for a Mountain West championship. They are in the last four in right now, but if you win your conference championship, you can't be a first four team. So that could end up pushing Vanderbilt or another team closer to the bubble and end up having to play in Dayton.
Interesting.
I'd say where Vanderbilt's case is hurt is A&M's win or loss to Texas on Thursday.
Right now, Lunardi has Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Vanderbilt all in the last four byes. So that's three SEC teams. Texas is the second team out. So that's where he has the SEC looking right now. There's going to be a few more things to shake out, but I do feel good that Vanderbilt is going to hear its name called. I think the question will be, do they have to play in the first four?
I don't think they will. I think, you know, having Oklahoma as one of those last four bye teams, I think that's the team you got to watch out for that might slip into the first, you know, the play-ins.
Right, because they only had, what, five regular season conference wins?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not – maybe had six, but
– they have the same problem Vanderbilt has, and that's lack of quad one wins.
Vandy has, what, five quad one wins?
Vandy has more than Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But,
and Texas got in last year with five quad one wins, I believe, so –
I don't think there's any chance Vandy gets left out. I would lean towards them getting a bye, but I'm not 100% sure about it.
If I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say roughly 63%.
That they get a bye.
Where did I get that number? The Nick Frazier math.
There we go. That's a gut feeling for Nick Frazier.
I'd go 80%.
80% that they get a bye?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go like 98% in. I'll go 55% they get a bye.
Yeah.
We're just throwing numbers out there now.
Love that.
Anyway, Vanderbilt trying to avoid the first four, make sure they make it to the round of 64. We'll find out tomorrow, Selection Sunday, 5 p.m. Central Time on CBS is where you can find the Selection Show. Chance to get 14 SEC teams in. That would be an all-time record for any conference. Let's make some picks. Let's start with the SEC semifinals today. Auburn and Tennessee squaring off. Top-seeded Tigers, 4-seed Tennessee. Do the Vols pull off the upset? I think I know both of your answers. I think I know all of your answers, but let's start with Nick Frazier.
The Atlanta Braves?
Nah.
I'm going with the Auburn Tigers. Like y'all were talking about, they're just a more complete team. Tennessee goes on these waves of runs where they can actually show up and look like a basketball team. Other times they look like a church court team. So I'm rolling with the Tigers.
War Eagle. His name's regular season Rick for a reason. We're in the postseason.
Yeah. That's true. I will go Auburn too. I think it'll be close, though. I think it'll be close, but I do think Auburn gets the win. Jake Wallman, defend your Vols.
Clowns, man.
Yeah,
he's so cocky about it. I'm not this bad. He's worse than I am.
I appreciate it. I mean, I
was considering picking Tennessee.
It makes me feel like
I'm just a realist.
You know, it makes me. I appreciate that.
Yesterday was Pie Day. Trying to serve some humble pie. That's all
I didn't eat pie yesterday. I didn't even think about it until
you'll get a good piece.
Oh, it was Pie Day.
Right, yeah, 3-1-4.
You know, Connor makes a good point, and yesterday it's been relevant like the last 2 weeks where I love Zakai Ziegler and what he's done for this program, so I'm gonna make that very clear. But it's games like this where he's got to show up in the first half. Like yesterday, I mean, he had no points. I mean, he ended up with 19, which is a great performance, but he's got to show up today. And I'm not trying to be like critical or on him, you know, because I like what he's done.
Well,
but
he's listening and he's mad at you now.
I hope he is. And I hope he goes out up like 30.
He may
he's
honestly
in Nashville.
Be, yeah.
Probably at the arena at this point, you would hope.
But yeah,
we're in his AirPods right now.
Yeah.
I hope so, man. That'd be awesome.
He's warming up in inside Bridgestone right now, listening to Forrest Company.
Shout out to Zakai Ziegler. Thanks for the listenership.
All right, we got three on Auburn. Jake Wallman, taking Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
All right,
just to be that guy. You know, don't pick us.
You got
to
make sure it's not a sweep. Florida and Alabama. I think this is going to be a fun one. I am going to go with the Tide. Give me Alabama to get the win.
Wow.
I'm on the same page.
Wow.
Two on the Tide. Yeah.
Man,
I know you're going Gators,
it's
Connor.
It's Gators. I said earlier, give me the chomp. They're winning this tournament.
Jake Walman?
This is tough. I think if Alabama does play defense today, I think Alabama gets it, and we get a Tennessee-Auburn slash... We get an Alabama slash... We get some sort of rematch tomorrow in Bridgestone. So give me Alabama.
Yeah, those would be fun games. If we get Alabama-Auburn for a third time in the championship, or Tennessee-Alabama after the buzzer beater in Thompson Bowling.
These are going to be good games today.
Yes, good games today, and whatever game we get tomorrow is going to be fun, too. It's been a great SEC tournament. Should be a fun weekend. But the real madness starts next week. March Madness begins on Thursday for the men, Friday for the women. Pick a Cinderella for me, guys. Who do we think makes a run that no one is talking about? And I'm going to preface, it has to be a double-digit seed.
Okay.
We're not talking about... I'm not talking about like a four seed that makes a run to the championship. Let's go with a double-digit seed that makes the Sweet 16.
You know what? I'll go Lipscomb.
That is a good pick.
I will go Lipscomb. I'll go local. I'll go Bisons. I love what that program is. They're local. That's all I know about.
Right now, Lipscomb's a good team, and they are a 13 seed. So I like that. We'll go Lipscomb.
I was between Lipscomb and Liberty, because Liberty is playing. Liberty's not in yet.
Liberty's good.
Liberty's playing for the Conference USA title today. They are playing Jacksonville State. So winner of that game is getting in probably as a 12 seed.
Yep.
I'm going with Drake. The Bulldogs.
You stole mine. I was going to go with Drake. So,
Kendrick is mad at you.
They always perform in March. They're always there.
No, that is a good pick. And, like, it's just those corn-fed shooters out there in Iowa. Like, they know how to get it done in March. I like that pick.
They know ball.
I'm going to make sure I get this one before I let Jake Walman go. I'll go with McNeese. Will Wade, his final run before he goes to NC State, which is what it's looking like. I think he gets McNeese to the Sweet 16 this weekend.
All right. I am going up north. A little Maction.
Oh, yeah.
Akron?
Miami, Ohio, and Akron.
Ooh.
This is a sneaky good game. 25-8 and 27-6.
So you're going winner of that one?
I'm going winner of that one makes a run. There's always a MAC team that makes a run.
I like it. Right now, Akron projected to get in, but it could be either of them. Miami of Ohio
Red
or
Hawks.
Akron.
Let's love Maction.
We'll check back in on next Saturday.
Watch them all get beaten.
We'll at the very least know who has a chance heading into the round of 32. Connor is on Lipscomb. Nick Frazier is on Drake. I've got McNeese, and Jake Wallman has the winner of the MAC.
I'm gonna be specific and go Akron.
Okay, go Akron
if they get in.
Yeah, hopefully McNeese doesn't lose today too. I think, or no, McNeese is dancing.
They're dancing.
Yeah,
I think they won.
Okay, cool. Well, that's our show. A little early finish today.
Thank you to Lauren Michaels. Thank you to the Foo Fighters for being here.
Yes, that's our show. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wellman signing off here on Four's Company. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Busy day here on the Game Nashville Sports Network. We've got the Big Ten semifinals here and on 94.9 The Fan. Preds coming up, 6 p.m. pregame. But first, Vanderbilt baseball, game 2 at Auburn, coming up next with Andrew Allegretta right here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
See ya!